Good morning. It's the 12th of December. We're partway through an exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant, which is based on 1 Peter. I'll read again the last few sentences of yesterday's words. Remember the towel for which the word in John 13 is the same as for the apron of the slave. It is not simply that we are to be subject one to another. It is also, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. The glory that Moses gained by his time in Mount Sinai faded away. That was the glory of the law. But the law that is grace is eternal glory. God has called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, or, as Paul put it, obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Those words are from 2 Timothy chapter 2. What is this glory? Surely there will be radiance and light, but of themselves these do not speak of the substance of this glory, which is literally weight. There is no glory but of God. So as we read in John chapter 1 verse 14, we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. We are told that Christ will return in the glory of the Father. This is the Father's response to all who faithfully seek to honour him in life by trying to be godlike. In the kingdom, we shall have the divine glory. We shall have the divine nature. So, as we read in 1 Peter chapter 5, when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. The Pope has a triple crown, a fake, a blasphemous crown. The one for the saints is the Stephanos, the victor's crown, equivalent to the garland received by the winner of the games. It is indeed the triple crown, the crown of glory, the crown of life, and the crown of righteousness. Thus there is a marvellous blessing for the saints of God, for you, if you really believe and seek to do his will. There is no point in breaking bread unless we truly believe that this is what the Lord God wishes us to have. It is all a part of the glory that shall be revealed. It is the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Then the saints will be glad with exceeding joy. It is not a dream or a wish. It is a promise sealed with the blood of the one who first wore a crown of thorns. There is a wonderful passage in Revelation chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honour and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. There is one final point of beauty to notice. It is found in Isaiah 62, verse 3. Jerusalem, especially the heavenly Jerusalem, shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Why? And for whom is this crown? Surely for none other than the Lamb, the bridegroom. He will be the crown with the bride he has won for himself, and together, in mutual glory, they will display the glory of the Father, the glory that shall be revealed, the eternal glory, the everlasting joy. Thank you for listening.